After discovery of the Luna settlement in the fall of 2015, the UWF research team set out to determine the spatial extent of the site. Now, after two summer field schools and over 900 shovel tests, principal investigator Dr. John Wirth says they have a good idea of its size.
We now know that the site really does have a fairly definitive boundary, and that encompasses an area of about 27 total acres minimum. And then if we add sort of and turn it into a grid, it's about 31 acres. Either one of those numbers makes this the largest mid-16th century Spanish residential settlement in the entire southeast.
That makes the Luna settlement, known as Santa Maria de Ochuse, larger than St. Augustine when it was first established in 1565 and bigger than Santa Elena when it was initially established in 1566 on the coast of South Carolina.
And that's because Luna brought 1,500 colonists, whereas St. Augustine and Santa Elena had something on the order of 300 to 600 settlers. So we had the largest settlement at the time. Therefore, we have the largest archaeological site of the 16th century Spanish colonial era here, which really puts it on the map.
Wirth says their research is really starting to bring the settlement site into focus. In addition to its size, they know it was laid out on a level terrace on the bluff overlooking the bay, near the spot where three of Luna's six shipwrecks have been discovered.
We think we can now kind of estimate where everything happened. So we have the ships offshore at an anchorage, we have a landing spot, we have then sort of a path that leads up past a water source, a spring-fed lake, then we have the upper terrace. We even think we know where the warehouse is, where they loaded all the new supplies after four relief fleets came to resupply the expedition after the big hurricane.
UWF archaeologists and students working on the Luna Settlement Project during this year's summer field school have spent their time excavating just a couple of adjacent locations at the site. Wirth says a wealth of historical documents combined with the discovery of some specific artifacts lead them to believe that one of the spots, which they think was near the plaza, could mark where a high-status Luna official once lived.
And that's where we're digging right now, in an area that at least at present, I think, would be the house of the official treasurer for the expedition, Alonso Velázquez Rodríguez. And he's the only one that would have carried a set of balanced scale weights because he was the one who handled paying the sailors when they were finished offloading, and also who would have evaluated all the estates of anybody that died during the expedition, so he would have had a set of scale weights.
Discovered during a previous excavation, the scale weights were located in a thick midden of 16th century artifacts, such as olive jar pieces and carrot head nails. They also had the remains of a burned wooden post, including a small piece of wood with a nail still in it. Graduate student Christina Bolte, field director for the field school, says they're putting two and two together and looking to build on the information they already have.
These olive jar sherds actually predated the post because when the post was dug, they used some of those sherds to actually go down in the post hole.
Bolte says they knew it had to have been related to the Luna period, and hopefully it was some sort of structure.
So this year, we launched the project with the hope of finding another one of those posts, or perhaps even more than that, so that we could orient some sort of structure on the landscape and figure out where the rest of the settlement would have been oriented.
As the field school wrapped up, they had not been able to confirm the discovery of another Luna post hole.
We did not find another post, at least not that we know of definitively yet.
However, after closer inspection, Dr. John Wirth says they did find one possible Luna-era post, not far from last year's definite burned post. Also, in an adjacent excavation pit, they've identified some other promising features.
These three possible stains that we've bisected here, we've cut in half, may end up being a Luna period structure that was here. That's what we're hoping. But it's a lot of careful, slow archaeology to get us to the point where we're confident enough to say, yes, that's what it was, or definitely not.
Finding more posts could eventually reveal the complete physical footprint of a Luna-era building, which could spur the discovery of other structures, such as the plaza and church and so on. Such details will give UWF researchers a clearer picture of this large 1559 Spanish colonial settlement and a better understanding of daily life there. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.